Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about the risks of documentation with using the group policy password vulnerability to highlight the concern. You know, I'm a big fan of RTFM, right? Read the manual. I was a grandson of a librarian and I grew up reading everything I could. And of course, when you've got a team too, you want to encourage them to write things down, document, do what they can do, so that you can do what you can do and that the information can be shared out there. But the tip to you is this: be really careful what information goes in the documentation to make sure that you're not leaking anything sensitive. A great example of this is the group policy password vulnerability. So I'm going to table the documentation side. We'll come back to that in just a minute. It's important you understand how group policies work. Group policies are fundamentally text files. They're text files in an XML format that a computer downloads and applies in a certain sequence. Text files have to be read by all computer accounts. They have to be read by all user accounts. That way the computer accounts can apply them into the computer portions of the registry in the machine. And the user accounts when you're logging in can apply your own particular user profile or policy to your portion of the registry, to user, etc. So they're text files, and anyone can read them. Now, a long time ago, there was a need to put passwords into the text files. So for example, to change all the local administrator accounts passwords or to set a service account password, those types of things. So this is a need to put passwords in the text file. Microsoft's no fool. They're like, hey, no problem. What we're going to do is we're going to AES encrypt it. So AES, as you know, is public private key. AES encrypt the password, base 64 encode it, throw it in the text file. So you open up this XML file and so it's username, see password, and it's got this long string. Now, that was okay. And it's encrypted. And so you still have the concern about someone getting that and trying to decrypt it. But everyone's like, well, who has the keys, right? No big deal. Around, I think it was 2014, there was a problem. Around 2014, MSDN, the developer network documentation, was updated. When that developer documentation was updated, the private AES key was posted. Suddenly, all those passwords and all those text files were decryptable. And pen testers had a field day, and pen testers continue to have a field day to this day if they can get a hold of one of those text files and it has an administrator password on it, because very quickly they can decode it and then use that private key to decrypt it. So, that's a good friendly reminder to protect your private keys. Good friendly reminder, always, to check your documentation and be careful what you put in so you're not leaking sensitive information that the bad guys can use against you. Be it private keys, usernames, passwords, configuration data, all that sort of stuff. Check your documentation from an attacker's point of view. One final note on this is that in new versions of Microsoft's Group Policy Editor, it will warn you, hey, don't put passwords in here. And it will block you, but still, if you are putting passwords in group policy, I highly recommend you stop doing that as well. That's it for me. Have a good one.